Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Welcome to Candidly Keisha.
Keisha Knight Pulliam has grown up on TV, playing characters on shows like The Cosby Show to Tyler Perry's House of Pain.
They know Rudy. They know Miranda. I've been in the business literally for 36 years.
Keisha's an actress, philanthropist, foodie, and now host of her own podcast.
This is an opportunity for you, my friends, my fans, to get to know me, just Keisha.
This is Candidly Keisha.
Welcome to Candidly Keisha. It's Friday yet again, and I'm so excited. I have some of my favorites in the studio today. We have Kofa, my baby brother, debuting his new CD. We have Tracy Nicole, one of my great friends, turnout partner and business partner. I don't know if you can get better than that. And of course, a Candidly Keisha favorite, the Crazy Jamaican, has returned. So it's definitely going to be interesting. So we are just going to jump right into it. I have my faves in the building. Young Kofa. You know, it's still weird for me to call you Kofa, right?
How you name me?
I mean, I know, but you're Juwan. You're my baby brother. Yeah. But I know you're a rapper now, so we got to call you by your Kofa.
Yeah.
Wait, why do we do that at the same time?
Yeah.
Okay, so we're going to start with this. So you know one of my bucket list items, well, you all know, if you've listened to Candidly Keisha, I've been talking about the whole wanting to do I just need a verse. That's it. I need a verse and a rap song. And my brother has allowed me to check this off my bucket list. I'm going to give y'all a snippet, just a baby snippet. Y'all going to have to wait for it to come out to hear the whole thing.
Mm-hmm. Anticipation.
Anticipation.
Do your thing.
So would you like to set this up, Juwan?
Yeah. So what's going on? Young Kofa in the building.
Oh, sorry. Young Kofa.
I mean, it's not young for real. I'm just talking.
Kofa.
But, yeah, so Pulliam Cypher. Yes. Kofa featuring Peaches. A.K.A. Keisha Knight Pulliam. A.K.A. Yes, my sister.
Peaches. A.K.A. the Peaches of Peaches and
actually,
Lola.
Yeah, it sounds like you should be a stripper.
A stripper?
I will say it. But yeah.
Yeah. Like, but Peaches. Not at like Follies. Like,
no. Can I at least be like Magic City if I'm going to be a stripper? Like, can I be high, like, right, top of the totem pole?
Hey, James. Let's drop it.
Okay, let's do it.
Folks like, yo, who the hell is she? I bet she ain't an MC. She like, 38 years ain't enough. I've been doing this longer than Donald Trump's hair been messed up.
Yeah, that's all you get.
All right, Peach.
That's all you get.
Okay. All right.
Why are you laughing?
Keisha,
that's going to be a new thing.
I'm like, wait. Mm-hmm. Okay, not too much now.
Spit them
not
bars.
Too much. Mm-hmm.
So what y'all think? How'd I do on my little debut? I know y'all only heard a little piece. You got to hear the rest.
I mean, you started off all right. I want to hear the rest, eventually. But, okay. Yeah.
You sounded comfortable. You sounded in your element.
Peaches.
Peaches.
But you got to say like this. Peaches.
Peaches.
I don't know how to say peaches like in a hard way, though.
Peaches, like that.
It's a peach.
You know what? I can't with you right now. I can't with you. So now that we can come back to Juwan and this amazing project, Heat Rises 2.
Oh, yeah.
Which will be available shortly. Mm-hmm. We're going to get on Carl for a second.
Uh-oh.
Crazy Jamaican.
I've been working.
How's the dating life going? Last time you were here, we set you up on a date.
What? Before we get into that, for the one who doesn't know, let's set it up real quick.
Okay, for the one who doesn't know, I did a dating show here on Candidly Keisha.
Mm-hmm.
Where I had Carl, and I had three eligible women.
For drinking.
There was morning juice. I forgot the morning juice today. Yes.
It was good.
And Carl was blindfolded.
Carl was blindfolded the whole time, right? I made morning juice for everyone involved. And then we even had the peanut gallery, like Mo and Tracy and Toby. All of them were here.
Yeah, sure, for failure is what I'm hearing.
Oh,
no, I don't think it was failure.
It was different, and I had to lose. I didn't have any control. So,
but this one is crazy, you know. So his questions were ridiculous. I was sitting here like, Carl, I'm trying to set you up. You're really making my job hard.
But he totally had to pick them off of personality alone.
Right.
Yeah.
So I wanted him to pick them off of personality because you know how Carl's the friend who you're like, you keep picking the same girl. It's not working out for you. Let's try something different. So how was your experience?
On the show was good. Everything was good. I had a great time. It was different and I had no control. So. It was scary.
This one, but
I still talk how I talk.
Wait, one of them, was it someone, did you want to smell them or did they want to smell you?
I told them to smell me.
Yes.
Because they said they're like a woman, a man that smells good. I was like, come smell me.
So they smelled
me. So they smelled me.
They each smelled him.
And of course I smell good.
So I know you and Tahira was the one who won.
like T-Ra?
Yeah, like Tahira. Question. So I know you guys didn't go on like a date, but you did kind of have
we vibed downstairs for like 3 hours.
Yeah, how was that?
That was cool. Another thing with me is I like a chick, but just a, I don't know, like a funny personality.
Uh-huh.
She got that.
She has that.
And the vibe was cool.
Okay.
Like, so, I mean, for 3 hours, we was chilling, just, you know.
So have you been on any other hot, crazy dates?
Smacked anybody else recently? I'm on Tinder.
Oh, shut up. Still?
Yeah. Because it's there, and like I get bored at night, so I swipe a lot of, right?
You should let me swipe for you.
So you do you, I'm just curious. Yeah. Do you connect to people?
I do, but they this connect. Is the thing. So I've changed my ways. So this is the thing. So
Tinder is just like a hookup.
Yeah.
But that's the thing. But you run into females, they're like, oh, every female says, no hookup.
Why are you on Tinder?
But as soon as it's understandable, but as soon as I go on a date with them and I start talking to them, they dig the kid. They want to hook up. So now the it's reversed. Now I'm not giving out the D, and I know they want it. it's too easy.
So wait, did you take my recommendation and get some sort of like consent confidentiality form
drafted out? No, and I probably won't. Nowadays.
Because Carl likes
I like different
50 Shades of Gray.
Times 10. Yeah.
He likes 50 Shades of Black.
Yeah.
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 And so I'm like, Carl, you may want to make sure that they have something signed that they were consenting to this.
No, but trust me, the people that like that stuff like that stuff.
Okay.
The people that like that crazy stuff, they like it. So it's not like, you know, oh, no, or afterwards they're going to be like, no, that was too rough. No, they like it. Trust me. So they come back for more.
But all I'm saying is
interesting.
This.
Interesting.
All I'm saying is this. You're saying this whole thing about, oh, the D gets mesmerized and all this. So if that happens, sometimes the person who walks into the room before the D could be different than the one who walks out afterward. And so if they get upset that you say, no more D for you, will that change their story?
Yes. So I've had that. I've had a few females where it just changed.
Okay.
And all of a sudden it's like, okay, after sex, it's like, okay, I'm not into it no more. But then that person now know, like they... So what I do is I'll just stretch out the fallback. Instead of falling back right away, you stretch it out about a month.
So you don't make it abrupt.
No.
So they can't get angry with
exactly.
you.
Exactly. And then after
there's
a while, that's
madness.
And I'm kind of good at
I feel like
switching
dudes do
it around.
Like, wait a minute. I feel like dudes do that, though, even on a regular, like, on a regular level.
They do.
I don't do Tinder, but I do that.
You got to stretch it out.
Yeah.
Yeah, because that's the way it's safe. After a while, the woman start saying to you, you know what? Don't call me.
I never heard anybody getting off drugs abruptly.
I'm just curious. I'm really curious to when you stretch it out, what happens? What do you do?
Well, okay, so what you do is if you were calling a lot, you still call,
but
the calls
frequently.
Become short, and then the conversations you have become not as deep anymore. And after a while, they fade out, and you get to the point where the woman will get frustrated because you're not calling back to the point. She's going to start saying, you know, don't call me, but you still call. You want to get to the point where you say, stop calling me. and that's curse you out.
You're not interested.
But yet. But the thing is, you're switching it. So that way she don't get mad at you.
So basically you make it feel like it's her call. Like you make it feel like it's her decision to not talk to you.
Exactly.
When in actuality, you had no desire to talk to her anymore anyway.
I'm good at playing the long game.
Okay, yeah. That makes sense.
So you waste her time.
No, that's not wasting her time.
That's not wasting her time.
I'm being...
You're letting her down gently.
Yes, extreme. I'm stroking her.
You're being thoughtful.
Yes.
I'm stroking her.
Oh.
Yeah.
Wow.
Can we use a different dictionary?
Well, as a female...
I mean, but you know what? We kind of do the same thing. And granted, it's been so long. It's been,
no, we don't.
Well, we're way worse.
Okay. We are way worse.
We are.
We'll keep you lingering for years.
Y'all got a lot of stuff.
What you mean,
though,
lingering for years? But when you're not interested in someone, it's over immediately.
But in male translation, it's try harder.
No. Oh, my gosh.
It's come a little harder.
The try harder.
It's I'm going to change her mind.
Yes, I am the exception.
Well, when
no,
we change
you're not.
Your mind, though, once we get it, then it's like, yeah.
No, I've done that before, and I will never do that again.
What caliber of men are we referring to here?
No, I've done the change your mind thing, and I will never do that again. Like, I'm clear. My first mind is usually right. If I'm just, like, I'm not interested, I just need to keep it moving. Because when you in that space.
I learned that the hard way,
Yeah, I've learned that the hard way. When you allow them to. When you allow them to try to change your mind, and then you're like, oh, well, maybe. No, no. You were right the first time. Follow your intuition.
Yes. And listen.
I agree.
It's been so long since I dated.
Yeah, we never listened.
If that was the case, then life would be easy. Yeah. But it's not.
I don't know what I'm going to do.
That's a good theoretical situation.
I don't even know like how to date anymore, I feel like. It's been so long.
I don't either.
I don't know.
It's too easy to get a woman.
And it, what? Oh, shh.
What caliber of women are we referring to?
Right, what caliber of women?
No, that's the thing.
Excellent question.
No, actually, it doesn't matter the caliber. Literally.
Really?
Like, it's so many women just want to hear. Just tell a woman what they want to hear. And usually you're good.
But that's so not okay.
That's actually true.
It's not okay, but what happened is...
I don't have time for that.
The amount of men or quality type men for women have decreased so much that it's not that much of an effort you have to put in. Just tell them what they want to hear.
Okay.
Like, if I really wanted to, I'm good at telling a woman what they want to hear. But I'm just... I don't want to do that.
I'm not good at
and
that.
See, I don't want to be a mess. I don't go for that type. So I don't even
you won't
worry
know.
About that.
If the dude is good at it, you won't. Trust me.
Tracy, hell no.
Trust me, you won't.
Because I'm an actions person. Words don't really mean anything.
No, but that's the thing, though.
Words, I'm an actions and consistency.
That dude might be an action dude and consistency.
Oh, I know.
What he wants.
I know. Yeah, and some of them can play a role for like 3 years.
Exactly. So you can't win.
But eventually...
You're going to see.
That real person comes out. And actually, when you get older, it would... No, no, no. The thing about that, when you're younger... You don't know how to identify it as quick. When you're older, you can see straight through bullshit. And the question is, do I want to just play for a little bit?
Yeah.
Take it for a little bit. But you know bullshit when you see
it. I feel like the difference is this. Is hopefully, well, at least I can only speak for myself as I've gotten older, is when you're younger or when I was younger, I feel like I would say I'd make it kind of like, well, maybe, or I kind of hang in there longer. So when someone showed me exactly who they were, instead of believing them and appreciating it the first time, I'd give them multiple chances to show me the same thing.
Because they showed you little hints of potential.
Right.
So you start falling in
for
love
the potential.
With the potential,
yeah.
Not
and not the,
actual. Yeah.
So I'm over potential, and it's about the actual. And it's allowing someone the space to show me who they are, and in that, embracing it and believing them when they do. And then at the end of the day, and I'm balls to the wall who I am. That's who that's me at this point in my life. So at that point, you have the option to say, do I even like her? So we can honestly assess, is this the person for me? Do I genuinely like this person? And if not, it's cool. If it's not the right fit, you know, no harm, no foul, and you can keep it moving. I don't think it has to be a cantankerous, like, you know, bitter, angry situation at all. No, no, but sometimes people feel like if you decide that this isn't for you, that it has to be like a showdown. But it doesn't. It could be as simple as, you know what, this isn't what I'm looking for. You know, you're really cool, but it's not the right fit for me, or I want something else.
It could be a new friendship, not a relationship.
Exactly. It could be a friendship, not a relationship. Everything isn't meant
everybody
to go on a
romantic. Everybody can't handle a friendship, unfortunately.
Yeah, I feel
and
like
it'd be nice if people could just say, oh, we should just be friends.
Theoretical.
What do you have to say, Juwan?
Because, like, the reason this makes my head hurt is because this only applies to level-headed people.
Yeah, there's some crazy.
Absolutely. What do you mean? And most people are not level-headed. Right. I totally agree.
Yeah, when people really realize a majority of people are not level-headed, a lot more stuff will make sense. Like, the girls that come around that you guys will never, ever meet cannot have a regular friendship afterwards because it's either all or nothing. It comes in different forms. Some of it's abrupt, I want you, I have to have you. Some of it's, all right, but I can't, I'm too emotionally attached, I can't even detach myself at this point. It depends on the person.
Yes, yes. Man or woman. Yeah, it is. Because there are some men is like, I can't just be your friend.
Yeah, mm-hmm. No. And 8, from what my calculations have resulted in, 8 out of 10 women cannot handle that.
And I would say 9 out of 10 men can't.
That's cool.
Yeah, that's a competition rate.
Oh, yeah. My goodness. Hilarious.
Like, it'd be like that.
It's just harder now. It's just...
Well, we're going to continue this conversation. Mm-hmm. We are going to take a quick break, and we'll be right back here at Candidly Keisha. So stay tuned. It's always a fun time with these three in the building.
You're listening to Candidly Keisha.
Stream the 60th Annual Grammy Awards live with CBS All Access. Join host James Corden this Sunday, January 28th at 7:30 p.m. Eastern, 4:30 p.m. Pacific for music's biggest night, including can't-miss performances by Childish Gambino, Lady Gaga, Little Big Town, Pink, and more. Watch the show across screens, including mobile, desktop, and TV-connected devices. Start your free trial of CBS All Access now by visiting cbs.com/Keisha. Welcome back to Candidly Keisha. I have the crazy Jamaican Kofa and Tracy Nicole in the building.
Yo.
Woo-hoo. Mm-hmm. So we're talking about relationships, apparently today. But how have your, in terms of your music, how has that shaped your music, young Kofa?
That's a very interesting
good
question.
Good question.
Yeah, because like I have this conversation all the time. I'll say, I think a reason why a lot of the relationships that I'm not big on like titles like girlfriend and boyfriend because I don't even feel like, in Tracy's terms, wasting somebody's time. But the issue comes in is that regardless of if I want it to or not, it kind of hinders your career in the sense of I know music is my attachment to the world. So there are people that can relate to my stories. And same thing with like if I was in a relationship. But a lot more of the raw me is the unfiltered, I don't have to worry about another person's feelings
mm-hmm.
version.
Mm-hmm.
So it for sure attracts. I understand why rappers talk to very free-spirited women. Because they can do what they want to do and still be in a relationship and it don't matter.
Less pressure.
Yeah, it's less pressure. So I can go on a record and be like, I could still have sex with whatever the Kanye song is, and Kim is not going to be mad because she don't care. Whereas what would be deemed as a quality woman or a faithful woman doesn't want any parts of that lifestyle. So it's very hard for me, especially.
Because I was like, that's not the way your mama raised.
Yeah.
That's not the way you was raised.
Yeah, I know. But guess uh-huh. what? It is what it is. And the music, like, as someone who, like, I've been doing music for, like, 10 years, publicly maybe a year almost. There's a clear difference on how people all around treat you before and then after. So we could say before success and after success. And I haven't even reached an extremely high level of success. So there are girls that hit me up and be like, yo, I want to have sex with you to your music.
Oh, God, I didn't need to hear that one.
Yeah. And I'd be like, yo, okay. And then on top of that, I can try and talk to a girl who I actually rock with and she want to complain about random shit. Then it becomes a damn. What do I do?
That's the struggle.
Yeah.
Well, before music, after music.
Leave those ones with standards alone.
Before music.
Leave those women with standards alone.
Go after the thotties.
Yeah, nah, but.
Whatever. The thotties create a whole other world of problems that you don't want no problem
and,
with.
And those women should, the women with standards should definitely be saved for men who are looking for quality women.
Yeah, but the problem is I grew up on quality women, but my lifestyle says otherwise. So what's the medium?
And how old are you?
See,
the medium is just to stay where you are,
right?
And that's why I said that. And believe it or not, I actually agree with how you approach things. Not putting titles, not establishing this as a relationship—that's clear.
Be
yeah. my so the expectations just, aren't there.
Be as honest. They would be in it, terms yeah. of you give them the opportunity, because you said there are some women who will stick around, but for sure. don't. The biggest thing I would say is don't allow people all of the allow them the truth and the to make a informed decision and choice. Oh,
yeah, exactly. Sure. And you like, can only do that yeah. with the truth. I totally respect an honest man, no matter what their lifestyle is, what their thought process is. Some of them are crazy, but I respect the honesty.
Right.
And I, you know, you said, I said something about wasting somebody's time. I didn't really mean that, because I don't think that, I really didn't. I don't think that you meet anybody for no reason.
Right. There's a lesson in it.
But you can't decide why this person is in your life. And a lot of women try to decide that.
Mm-hmm. I think,
however, when you meet people, there's something, you meet them for a reason.
Oh, for sure.
There's something to be learned. But it's never a waste of time. And if it is, you have to blame yourself, because you chose to use that time.
You didn't when they showed you who they were.
Yeah.
You didn't appreciate it, and you didn't believe them and move on. And then it's also, we all come into this lifetime with our own things to learn to go through. And you said something you alluded to is that you have to, like, until you learn the lesson, you're going to continue to be presented with the same sorts of people and circumstances until you really truly get the lesson. It's like a person who complains on a job about the people who he works with, and then he quits and goes to another job, and you're like, but you, and then it's complaining about the same thing.
Yeah.
You are the common denominator. So until you learn the lesson and change something about how you're showing up, how can you expect to receive something different? You know, the definition of insanity is doing the same thing expecting a different result.
Yeah.
So, you know, you got to take ownership of some of that stuff. Some of it.
I feel like when, oh, go ahead, Carl.
No.
I was just going to say, I feel like you can relate in the sense of, while that, I'm 23, and while that's cool, when you come across the same cycle, because whether the girl is 23 or whether she's 33, the same outcome. We talk for a while, and then the cycle completely occurs again when it gets to that, all right, so what's next point? And then it's like, nothing's next.
I couldn't imagine sitting here having this conversation at 23.
Yeah, but
I would be saying the most retarded things. Because it's taken me most of my life to learn relationships are about learning who someone is, as opposed to looking for what you want.
And you learn even more about yourself in a relationship than anything.
Yeah. Well, I had the gift and the curse of being 15 years from my older sibling, and another 10 years from my other brother, and another 6 years from my other brother. So it's a lot of hindsight times personal experience that is coming out right now.
Ooh, so. What you going through, Juwan?
Oh, nah. I'm not going through.
That sounded deep.
That sounded real personal.
Yeah, we just chopping it up.
I will give you a compliment, though. You definitely sound very mature in speaking about a relationship at 23.
Yeah.
Damn sure.
For sure.
Yeah.
Talking about, yo, we go in the club. Are we going to meet this chick? We're going to meet their friends, and we're going to split them up. And that's the conversations that me and my boys had at 23.
That still happens.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
But, I mean, I think it's supposed to happen. Like, that's how you get your – that's when you start to learn, man and woman.
And females are like, that's going to be my husband. Right. Yes, we're going to get married. You're just –
ridiculous.
You're just programmed to think so different.
That's a great part of life,
you don't even know who you are.
It's a great part of life.
Yo, you just got to tab it to life. I've come to that conclusion.
I mean, things, and I get that.
It was great to live in La La Land and believe in fairy tales.
Definitely.
Yes.
I was going to be married forever with 2.5 children and, you know, the whole thing.
Had their names picked out and everything.
Absolutely. Actually, no joke. I did have Ella's name picked out like way before.
That shit's scary.
No.
Expectation.
No, it would have been scary if I actually married who I said I was going to marry and have kids with him. That's scary.
Oh, shit. Oh, Lord. I'm going to let you
But that didn't happen. Yes, that didn't happen.
Yes.
So.
Well, anyway.
I'm grateful for the journey. And I think it's crazy because this is a topic that never, ever gets old. It's a topic that We can talk about whether we are 23 or 33 or
53.
43.
Yeah.
Man, I'm old.
Yeah.
I'm old.
Yeah, you are. It's okay, though.
I'm not.
Me either. I'm not claiming that.
So I got a question. Me and one of my friends, or the person I'm talking to right now, had this conversation like literally 2 nights
cupcake
ago.
Cupcake shawty.
Oh, this is your...
Hey, yo,
your
first of all, ain't no cupcake shawty.
This is your female friend.
Yo, so it's like this.
This is your female friend with no title?
Shorty, he kick it with.
This is Cupcake Shoddy. Okay, go ahead. With you.
Can somebody get Keisha a rag or something? You're not doing this right
okay,
now.
Okay, I'm sorry.
But
you are a cutie, though.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
See, I'll let Tracy say that because I know Tracy don't mean no harm. The rest of my friends, I'll be like,
yo, Keisha, be cock-blocking.
I will fight you over my brother.
Tell us about Cupcake Shoddy.
So, listen, first of all, I'm not Cupcake Shoddy. Anyway, so we were having this conversation, and it was like a very conceptual conversation, and it was like this. So I'm all for, like, she was pretty much saying how she doesn't want a man to make more than her. Like, it's certain, she's dominant enough, she doesn't want a man that's less dominant than she is. And regardless of if she agrees with it or not, when you start talking about the leverage that comes with making more money or making less money, it became kind of like a paradox, because it was like the parallel that I was making to her is, I agree with women making the same amount in the workforce, because you know that big deal with, you know, equal pay.
Mm-hmm.
But when you really think about it, it's almost like an institutional way of making sure that we will always be dominant. But so she was like, she didn't want to be the dominant figure, but she also wanted equal pay. And I was like, I get what you're saying, but does in society's form, does that make any sense?
I think the issue comes with the value that's placed on the different roles. I feel like it's more about understanding that there's the same value that comes with winning, that, you know, being the breadwinner has the same, if not greater, in my opinion, value of the one who's raising the children. The issue comes with, in society, the value of those things not being equal. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
So,
right. Was the conversation based solely on who's the breadwinner?
It's not just about who's
just the breadwinner. It's taking money away from it.
Mm-hmm.
It's almost like, what's the word? When you take away the masculinity.
Uh-huh. When, like, you emasculate. The issue is that so many men, their masculinity is aligned with their power, their success, and their money. And that's where their value lies. So until there's a shift that they understand the value also of femininity, the value also of having children, the value also of raising them, those are intangibles. You are then crafting and creating another human that's going to go into this world and be a is a person. You are, that to me is the most valuable thing you can do. But until that dialogue happens and that paradigm shift happens for people to understand that there's value in both places, a lot of people don't. A lot of people are like, because there isn't a number value on having a creating a human. Mm-hmm. And they can see an innate value in, this is what I do as a job and this is how much I get paid for it. There isn't a cross-pollination of understanding that there's still a value assessment to this, because there is no tangible value assessment to it. Does that make sense?
That sounds so intellectual.
Yeah. Okay.
I am.
Sorry.
I'm visual.
Okay.
So, it's like this. What you said was like, nah.
Okay. Let me say it in a different way.
She going to just reverse
it. If you know that this is the same thing as these Jordans over here cost 10 jelly beans, right?
Right. I'm with you.
You gonna use jelly beans, really?
She played Jordans and jelly beans.
Listen, I know if we're talking in.
She went from tangible paradigms to Jordans and jelly beans.
Listen, I wouldn't be me if I didn't, and y'all know that.
So wait, okay, never mind. I'm not even gonna. So wait, James, let me address this real quick. Let's not address this. So last night, Keish asked me. She said, "What are three things that you would use to describe me?" My first one, aside from loving and selfless and all that other good stuff, was ratchet. Okay?
Everyone does not need to know
but
that.
But here's the thing, though. It's you.
I know.
Okay.
But go ahead. What's your point?
How you go from intellectual conversation to jelly beans and Jordans?
But that's what makes me so relatable. And it makes
word, ratchet.
That makes me raise a question. That makes me raise a question.
Yeah.
What question? How long do you date someone before you let them see a little bit of that ratchet Alola side? Because it's there, but they can't see it up front.
So where do you bridge that with being completely honest? Like
I feel like they're glimmers
all
of
the
things.
Time. Fuck that.
But look, it's okay.
So that's not being honest. No. Like no, some people are layers. Like I'm layers.
I'll put it to you like this. To me, how we were the conversation earlier, that's going into the fact that somebody could be rocking with the you that's not ratchet, mm-hmm. and then in a year,
but
he finally sees the ratchet, and then he starts acting differently.
Can I?
If
can
it
we
took
go back?
Him a year to see the ratchet,
but wait,
then
can
he
we go back?
Be
can we also, Jawani? Can we also go back to the other things that we used to describe me? Because you can't just say ratchet, because that's
first,
only one little baby
of all,
piece of why.
The first thing I said was loving and selfless and everything.
Else. Okay, thank you.
But
that's
you,
all I'm saying.
But she stuck to the ratchet. Part.
Yeah,
that's
I'm
what she heard.
Exactly.
No, but that's all you said here on the podcast. So we got it.
Wait until
my
bad.
He said other than, but yes, just the ratchet.
Well, I can say this, but I can say what I'm wrong, and I apologize.
You heard the tone.
Okay. So, where are we now? I lost my train of thought.
Or Jelly Beans and Jordans.
Jelly Beans and Jordans.
Jelly Beans and Jordans.
Let me get back to Jelly Beans and Jordans. So, if you have these Jordans, they're the same shoe, right? But this place says it's going to cost you $200 for these. And this place says it's going to cost you 200 Jelly Beans. So, they're the same shoes. Does that make sense?
Hell no.
You don't get it?
We could go back to the paradigm shift.
I'm trying to
good with that.
Make it make sense.
Hey, you know, I mean,
smoke the blunt on the way over.
Okay. You know what? Listen, forget my example is basically because there's no dollar amount that's assessed to having a child, then there is a very specific dollar amount assessed to when you have a job. You make $2,000 a day, a week, or whatever. Mm-hmm. So that's all I'm saying is why people don't understand that there's equal value in both. Because as a mom, you don't get a paycheck.
Stop trying to.
Do you
know?
No,
I get what you're saying.
I feel like
this
women do that, though.
All the time.
Okay, men do.
So does it have to be compared?
No, that's exact. That's the question to ask.
Yeah, and I'm old fashioned. I'm old fashioned.
No, don't compare
I'm old
it.
School. I think women have roles. I think men have roles.
Yes,
and
that's
no
how I was raised.
And that's the thing. And I agree with you. We're on that same boat. Like I'm not one of you know me. I'm the woman who, as your wife, I'm gonna cook. The house gonna be right. The children gonna be right. Like
so
and I'm gonna go. To
but I said that yourself. Because a lot of people assume
y'all
otherwise. Because
counting,
it's.
A lot of people assume otherwise because of my career.
Yeah.
And they assume I'm that independent woman, doesn't need a man, and they just go with that because of my career.
Yeah. I'm very...
And that's how I go hard in work, but when I get home, I want to lay in somebody's arms.
Absolutely.
I don't want to tell them what to do. I want them to tell me what to do.
We know.
This conversation
that's another story, Carl.
Hey, I'm good with all this.
But you know what? And I think that's something all women don't have that because women have had to be
the
so strong
generation.
In so many ways. They feel like that they have to fight like a man, that they have to exert, you know, to have to be like... Bring home work and run the household in the same way.
And
I
work.
Tell people all the time, the way you run a business is not the way you run a relationship.
Exactly.
It's just two different things.
But you have people saying all the time, a relationship is a business.
And a lot of people fall for that BS.
Mm. Yeah,
that's
they
a lot
do.
Of BS.
That are my age.
That is a lot of people that fall for that BS because it's not.
Well, we're going to have
that's another conversation. That can be argued.
Oh, give me a headache.
You are so dramatic today.
No, I'm not. It gives me a headache.
I don't think we should even go this deep because there's a lot of people that talk like that and they're in miserable relationships and miserable marriages. But
absolutely.
But they still keep spitting.
But as long as they can post nice pictures on social media.
And that's my thing.
It's great.
Can I tell you? Whenever I now see people who are like overkill about, oh, my love.
It gets on my nerves.
I'm like, you're lying, first of all. What did you do that you're trying to come back
but
from?
But when you do that, then they'd be like, you're a hater.
Oh, but I don't say it out loud.
Yeah, you can't.
I don't say it out loud. I don't say it out loud. Because I'm not going to lie. Because some of the people who do that, I'll be like, yeah. And you have a side chick. But okay. Yeah,
exactly. Exactly.
Multiple.
Multiple side chicks.
Okay, wait a minute.
Who liked your picture.
Right.
Whoa. Hey, the level of...
Can I simplify everything real quick?
Sure.
The laws
wrap it up,
of love will never change. Like, the laws of attraction will never change. The thing is, you meet somebody and they... You're attracted to them,
and it goes down in the deal.
No, not even that. Like, what I mean is like you can't predict love, you can't predict friendship, you can't predict anything. Like the laws of nature is you come across somebody, man, woman, whatever, and all of a sudden either you have that spark right away, and next thing you know you cool for 20 years.
It's not logic. It's not.
So that's what I'm saying. So you can't really there's never going to be a solid answer for the conversation we're having. It's just that I don't like you right now because I thought you had an attitude. Uh-huh. And then 2 months later, we're best of friends. You know what I'm saying? And I'm the best friend you ever had.
Right. Are you saying that? You're looking at me.
Yeah. I'm just saying there's no one answer to anything. Like, it's just the laws of nature. You meet people and either you're going to like them or you don't.
True.
No matter what kind of facade somebody put up.
In long words, Carl just said, fuck it. Okay? That's what it is.
Basically, you know.
That's how
I ain't mad at it. Time is on your side. It's gonna show you what you need to see.
I think people should just let things flow.
Yeah.
Time is on your side.
Just
if,
be
if
in the
people
moment.
Could just let things flow and enjoy.
Said that yeah. would be the first right. ones to not let some stuff flow.
Why would you say that? No. That is not true. That is not true.
How much would you bet?
Because I am such a space.
I will bet.
What are we betting? Let's bet.
10 jelly beans.
I want the Jordans.
10 jelly beans.
I want the Jordans. And if we're going to bet 10 something, it needs to be Reese's Cups because I don't even like jelly beans.
But I'm curious as to why you would say that about me.
I'm curious.
Because, I mean, I'm just putting that in. I can't give a specific example, so you're off the hook. But just from like what.
Well, he knows y'all. So
I don't think I was on the hook.
But stereotypically.
I couldn't be in a relationship right now if I didn't.
Stereotypically speaking. I think it's a subliminal thing. Like, I feel like it's a natural thing that women do. I don't want to say it's like relationships, so we're not, no, about anything.
You know, I agree with you.
It depends on the age and the experience of the woman.
Hell, dog, me.
No, it is a struggle.
Whether JP, whether any of my uncles, there's a reason why it's almost like men have to just, we love y'all, but we have to get away for a minute.
Facts.
Because it's a whole lot of women's stuff.
Stop picking crazy bras.
Straight
how about that?
Facts.
Stop picking. Keesh, you're my sister. Mom is my mother. What do you mean?
Yeah. I'm just messing with you.
Dog, we'd be like, oh my God.
Oh, you have to get away from
here?
Us? Is
for
that what
sure.
you're saying?
Women are women.
1,000%. We love you the same. But it's
you do have men groomed to think that, I guess, strippers are easy and a woman with standards are not. Because you can actually be a woman with standards and have fun and be adventurous and go with the flow and be spontaneous and have alter egos.
Yeah. You can.
His reaction alone shows you people don't believe that. Just like it's some men that think marriage is boring.
Horrible.
And wives are not fun. Because they don't know different.
I feel like you definitely can. It also depends on you being with the right person. Sometimes you haven't experienced it. What?
Exactly.
What? That? Oh, I hear you. I can hear you, Juwan. I'm in the same room with you, Juwan.
Yo.
But you know what? We're just going to leave it there because we can talk about this forever. But y'all going to have to come back. And we're going to have to do part two to this.
We do.
That's so funny.
Just for all of you who are listening, I'm going to be on a little bit of a sabbatical. A little bit of a hiatus for a little. We'll have a couple candidly quiches, but we probably won't be every week. You'll know why soon. But I'll be back for sure. I love you guys. Thank you for coming.
Mm-hmm.
You don't love me, Juwan. You'll love me, Juwan. Love you, peaches. Well, you guys, this is Candidly Keisha, and it's been a very amazing Friday. Mm-hmm. I hope you guys enjoy. Have a wonderful, wonderful weekend. And thank you again for tuning in.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.